We invite you to sing and to chant along with us Regina Cady. It's number 172 in the book. We've done this last year, and I think you may remember the melody, and some of you may well know it better than I. We'll sing it first in Latin, and then in English, number 174. And the choir will help us along.
Oh,
Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and proclaimed, "You who are Jews, indeed all of you staying in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to my words. You who are Israelites, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders, and signs, which God worked through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This man, delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it. For David says of him, I saw the Lord ever before me, with him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart has been glad and my tongue has exulted. My flesh too will dwell in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. My brothers, one can confidently say to you about the patriarch David that he died and was buried, and his tomb is in our midst to this day. But since he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants upon his throne, he foresaw and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he abandoned to the netherworld, nor did his flesh see corruption. God raised this Jesus, of this we are all witnesses. Exalted at the right hand of God, he received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father and poured him forth as you see and hear." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, if you invoke as Father him who judges impartially, according to each one's works, conduct yourselves with reverence during the time of your sojourn, realizing that you were ransomed from your futile conduct handed on by your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a spotless, unblemished lamb. He was known before the foundation of the world, but revealed in the final time for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Give them strength and courage and help them find the assistance they need. We pray to the Lord. For a deepening of our love and hunger for the Word of God, that through reading and praying the Scriptures, our hearts may be set on fire and our knowledge and love of God grow. We pray to the Lord. For all mothers, especially those remembered in a special way, the spiritual bouquet cards, that God will bless them with peace. We pray to the Lord. For all who are ill, that they may know the renewing and comforting touch of God, we pray to the Lord. For the deceased, especially Charles Bruckner, Barbara Harrison, that they may be raised to life in the Spirit, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, especially for all mothers of the parish, we pray to the Lord. For those intentions that we hold in the silence of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Loving Father, may the fire of your love live in our hearts and energize us on a journey of faith. We make our prayer and all our prayers through your Son, Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen. For preparation of gifts, let us sing number 477, I Has Not Sinned, number 477.
Spirit of
fellowship, we offer you a life-giving bread, a saving cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to be in your presence to serve you. May each of us who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your people throughout the world. Make us go together in love for each other, together with the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, Alan Wagner, our bishop, and all the people of God everywhere. Remember all the people from our parish, as well as our family and friends who have died. Bring them all into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us, true Father. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles and saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. For through him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, O mighty Father, forever and ever.
Amen.